Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, after a week of rains, things getting back to normal.
Back to normal as we are beginning the depth of, I guess, what they call the dog days of summer.
How about the back to school days of summer?
And it's that, too.
Yes, sir. Back to normal and back to school pretty soon.
What always I remember about the back to school time, and I hope some people can relate to this, but I can remember being able to hear where I lived the marching bands practicing. You know, they would be outdoors practicing, whether it be in a giant school parking lot or a stadium. But I can always remember the percussion section of the marching band, all that sort of thing. And that to me was...
That was the brass section, wasn't it?
Whatever it was. I couldn't hear them as well, but I could really
hear...
hear
those drums.
I could hear those drums, and that was kind of the trigger, if you will, of the back-to-school time. Because, of course, those people were getting out there before school even started.
So that was like pending doom, huh?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Of course, many people who are in marching bands, or maybe their children are football players, or maybe you're a football fan, and all of those types of sports begin even before. Of course, things these days are so year-round, but August and football season and marching band season all kind of culminates to the beginnings of school.
So how was school? Did you like school, Bill Bartee?
Oh, yeah, I like school.
Grade school, high school?
Yes, sir, as far as I can remember, thinking back on it, which is hard to do. But, yes, I had no complaints about school. I really thought school would have been even more excellent if you didn't have to go to class or take tests. That would have been...
There you go, just the social aspect.
That would have been the A-plus.
Just hanging out with your buds.
How about you? Did you like school?
Same kind of thing. I mean, summer, you know, how it used to be on the farm, working on the farm, pretty solitary stuff. And, you know, we didn't have those million of activities that kids have now back then. And so, yeah, you went back to school, get to see your buddies.
It's amazing. Well, a lot of people hopefully are like that as they prepare to school. North Carolina schools are coming up at the end of August. South Carolina, just a little bit, maybe a week before. Several schools across the country have already started as the Carolina Outdoors comes to you with the outdoor guys, Don Yeager and Bill Bartee, who hang our hats over at Jesse Brown's, and we try to take notice of the seasons as they come about. And Don, as we do per week at Jesse Brown's, which is an outdoor store outfitting people for adventures and all of those sorts of things, one of the big adventures of life for our children is going back to school. So we have a great selection of what we used to call day packs, but really are looked at oftentimes as book bags or both. Available from two primary companies, the North Face, which has taken the lead in making functional, stylish, and popular book bags / day packs, as well as Patagonia out in Ventura, California. Those two companies kind of rule the roost at Jesse Brown's through the month of August.
And the interesting thing is both of them now have to be laptop friendly.
It's not just something.
That big old history book. It's now that 17-inch laptop's got to go in there.
And something to take note of, as well as that laptop, because children are armed with these laptops. And it is amazing to me, the ones that we carry are designed by backpack book bag designers, and they lift the laptop casing of it, which is padded to protect the backpack, but it's also raised. And that is, as people do, students do, and I want to include travelers because these packs are great for traveling, business travelers and otherwise. But if you drop your pack, your laptop sleeve is not what hits first. It's the other items that are in that book bag, backpack, like books, that history book, that pre-law book, that med school book, or maybe your rain jacket or pack of crackers. All that kind of stuff hits before your laptop sleeve hits.
So when you fly, do you use one for a carry-on?
I do. Exactly.
What do you got in yours?
Oh, I can go through all this. You know what? And 80% of it is food-related. I should tell you.
No liquids, right? Unless you bought in the airport.
But once you go through my mint candy and my Twizzler candy. And then I have some chewing gum / bubble gum. That's all in there, of course. Then I have a little bit of like a peanuts and some sunflower seeds and some Gorp. You know what Gorp is?
Oh, good old raisins and peanuts or whatever.
Granola, oatmeal, raisins, and peanuts.
Yeah.
I have all that stuff in there. Then I have a good book, of course. And these days I've started to put things like my wallet or my cell phone, my keys, that sort of stuff. So you're not sitting on it when you're in an airplane or traveling that way. Plus, it's easier to get through TSA because you can just plop that thing down on the old conveyor belt and you don't have to undress literally.
How many cords you got in there?
maybe two. Maybe I'll
laptop
carry.
Laptop and cell phone for sure.
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. If I could think of some more cords, I would carry them.
Well, you got to get a Kindle, man.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that. Don't have a Kindle. I'm still old school. Man, I am carrying
really?
Some books. Yes. No Kindles my way.
I don't go anywhere without that thing.
I am literally old school. No reading, no reading on the technology. It's all paper with me. Hey, but speaking of technology, we invite everyone who may be joining us via podcast at jessebrowns.com. Click on podcast. We have all of our segments available for your listening pleasure. You can subscribe there wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as the Carolina Outdoors early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of News 1110 WBT. What we do is come in and talk about the things that are happening in season and also around the Carolinas and then some. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. And, Don, we have a pretty loaded show today, full of adventure and full of history and full of things to do, one of which involves going fishing maybe for a 59-foot fish that weighs several tons. You'll get to learn a little bit about that. Also, you might learn a little bit about scuba diving in the meantime. We're also going to talk to someone, of course, many beach trips and mountain trips are coming to an end, and that brings the focus a little bit closer to home. So we're going to stick around Mecklenburg County and find out about the nature centers and preserves that we have here, the differences in them, and what we can do to enjoy the Mecklenburg County Nature Preserve. So we're going to have Chris Matthews join the Outdoor Guys to learn a little bit about that, as well as, and I'm really excited about all of these, but over in Uwari, a little bit east of Charlotte, this weekend. So please, if you're listening via the airwaves of WBT, take note to head out to Uwari, North Carolina. The 36 Hours of Uwari is taking place through Saturday, and that sounds like a true adventure race. We're going to have John Nates that's going to come on and kind of tell us about the 36 Hours of Uwari.
Do I hear the old Bronco getting dusted off?
I'm going to find out if we can register that guy.
There you go.
If I can get him to the starting line, of course, he'll have a great chance of maybe finishing. I have a 1988 Ford Bronco, full-size Bronco, and maybe he could get out there and play.
A.K.A. Bronk Bronk.
Bronk Bronk. That would be, I need to get that painted on his sides anyway. But if you don't know what this is, 36 Hours of Uwari, boy, it kind of encompasses everything. It includes not only your off-road capabilities, but orienteering, navigation, marksmanship. I think you're shooting some rifles or shotguns out there. A little bit of sporting clays are involved. Your boatsmanship, too. People have canoes on top of these SUVs. And we're going to find out what the SUVs are, too, if they're Land Cruisers or Jeeps or Bronc Broncs. All of them out there. And we're also going to find out if it's a wonderful spectator sport, because it sure sounds like one.
36 hours, huh?
Well, I wouldn't want to spectate that long, but we're going to find out. I'd like to clump in a few hours. But anyway, John Nates is going to come on and talk to us about the 36 Hours of Uwari. So stay tuned for all of that and much, much more with the voice over there, Don Yeager, and the voice right here, Bill Barty. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the other segments of the Carolina Outdoors.